This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 7:15. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. Next up, the government is getting into the chicken business, but what does that mean for the businesses that are already there, as well as, of course, us, the end consumer? We get into it.
So this is coming by way of Putrajaya pushing for two government-linked cooperatives to get involved in poultry farming. And the reason here is to boost Malaysia's food security. So the Prime Minister announced that the National Farmers Organization and Angkatan Koperasi Malaysia Berhad will each be producing, so with the National Farmers Organization, 144 million, that's projected to be about 20% of the country's chicken production. With Angkatan Koperasi Malaysia, it's going to be 30 million chickens. These are the targets annually.
So some criticism against this, this has come from Bayan Baru MP Sim Zersin, who essentially said that this move might turn the chicken farming industry into a quote-unquote red ocean, right? The industry has thus far been self-sufficient. The red ocean is essentially a term for a crowded marketplace with cutthroat competition. So he further went on to say that government-backed organizations would end up enjoying lower production costs, which will leave private chicken breeders to suffer from rising input costs. Essentially, he also talked about how they will not be able to then it means that you're basically unfairly skewing the competition in the market, right? He raised concerns as well that these government-backed chicken farms may not be able to compete with top players in the industry. So a lot really to understand in terms of not just the business, but what this means as a whole for our poultry sector, because this is something that's been in the headline a lot recently, the rising costs of chicken. And so we're going to try and understand what this means. The government is planning to get into the chicken business. What do you make of this? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Helping us understand this is Koh Yew Ling, political economist at Sagi and Advisors. Yew Ling, good to have you back with us.
Hi, Lynn and Sharmila.
What do you make of this announcement?
Well, it's pretty unusual. We haven't seen the government, Malaysia and elsewhere actually, which has been on a multi-decade privatization drive, sort of go back to the notion of cooperatives as well as government links. So this is pretty unusual. I mean, you know, we've seen the end of the cooperatives era and everything, as it were. So I think this is quite an eye opener, and I think it gives us a sense of the political and policy urgency on the matter.
And how do you see this affecting our existing approach to managing the poultry supply chain?
Well, I mean, it's pretty much free market. I mean, Malaysia has a competitive advantage in various sort of agri-food exports. I mean, you know, palm oil is one thing, chickens is another. I mean, we're also pushing on durians and fruits and other things like that. So this is where there's a big question mark about domestic supply and whether local producers would be interested to supply domestic consumers at a more reasonable cost versus focusing pretty much on exports where you can, prices can be pretty sky high, right? Given the issues that's facing the food supply chain.
Talk to us about the timing of this, particularly in the context of all these headlines surrounding chickens and supply recently.
Well, you know, already a little while back, we've been hearing that, you know, producers are losing money on each bird. If you look at our domestic prices, I mean, we already had tightening supply chains across most commodities. And then, of course, we had the Russia-Ukraine conflict just adding to heaps of problems in terms of agriculture input costs. I mean, this would be corn to feed your chickens, they would need fertilizers, as well as transport cost things. Of course, things are easing up a little bit now, but still we are at very elevated levels. And if you look at things domestically, I mean, this is cost of food is a key issue. We have many voters, we have B40, we have people in urban and rural sector. And what we need is, I guess, a better feel of things, because a lot of people are expecting elections coming up in Malaysia this year, perhaps.
And let's talk then about industry, right? What impact do you see this having on other players within the industry?
Well, the industry is, you know, there's all sorts of things going on, right? I mean, there's different focus for the industry, whether it's for the export market, whether for domestic. I mean, we're just coming off an interesting time observing our neighbor, Indonesia, actually, on palm oil, having this huge struggle between the, you know, politicians and policymakers against, say, palm oil producers, who then just want to produce for export market where the margin is huge, and against producing for domestic market where the margin is not as attractive. So it's kind of got that kind of parallels going on. Obviously here, I think it's even worse, because I think the fact that they're thinking of a government-linked corporation and cooperatives is that they're worried that it's going to be negative cost issues. Then perhaps that's where the politicians and policymakers are saying that they're not sure about trying to give subsidies to industry. And I think this also speaks of a lot of uncertainty about subsidies going into the wrong places, the wrong policy ideas coming through. I mean, I think you'll recall a couple of weeks ago, people were saying, oh, you know, we're going to use a palm kernel cake or expeller as a chicken feed. And then that idea kind of fell off, because I was talking to some of the young policymakers who have been talking about these issues. And I think they realized quite soon that, you know, something like palm kernel expeller is not suitable for chicken feed. And this is, I think, speaks of policy uncertainties. I think it speaks of policymakers not being sure whether industry is telling them the right things, and whether putting subsidies is going to work, whether it's going to be diverted, it's going to go into a black hole, and it's not going to deliver what the politicians want, which is, you know, they want to be able to count the chickens. And this is pretty difficult. So I actually think it also speaks of maybe rising distrust between policy and industry, that this thing can be done. And of course, I think maybe under the Sabri administration, I'm guessing that with this cooperative and farmers association, they're also looking at income opportunities for a wider range of farmers. So there's so many things at play here. It's really quite fascinating. And I think having this kind of rethink is not a bad thing.
One of the concerns being pointed out by Bayan Baru MP Sim Zisin was that the government may turn a self-sufficient industry into a red ocean. What's your take on this?
Well, you know, there's a lot of business as usual. People are very wary of these changes, right? I mean, but, you know, if I take things more positively, I would kind of think that maybe if you have these GLCs, maybe with direct subsidies, they could, you know, supply chickens at cost, as it were. And then the other producers could then focus on higher value export market. So I think there's many things that can happen, and it doesn't have to be bad, because this could then be an upgrade opportunity for other producers. And definitely, if you want to lobby the government, I would say that it should be that you want to upgrade yourself rather than you know, you want to become protective. And the food industry is really problematic, because we are full of, you know, approved permits for exports, even for imports. It's a really murky industry. So I find it very hard to know whose interest is playing what.
So from the point of view of us, basically the end consumer, what effect is this going to have, especially in terms of options and cost when it comes to chicken?
Well, you know, it's one of these funny things, right? I mean, if you talk to, you know, your parents, or maybe my parents who are older, it's really one of those weird things that, you know, nowadays chicken is seen as a necessity. It used to be a luxury for them. And then, you know, even things like having fried chicken, right? You know, your palm oil plus your chicken. So, you know, you want everything at once. So I don't know. I mean, I think cost, there's going to be some demand destruction issues going forward. But, you know, for some of the segments who can still, you know, buy the higher premium chickens, those are readily available. And of course, we are very concerned about the B40 and people who can't afford. So I think it just speaks of the urgency to get more affordable food. And we know that private sector is not keen to supply when they can compare prices and say that, look, export prices are much better than the domestic price. I mean, in Indonesia and other places, they call it domestic price obligation and domestic market obligation. They don't like to do those things. So, and it's been a months-long struggle for the likes of Indonesia on palm oil. And I think this is going to be a struggle for a lot of people. So I think we should be open to looking at this, but obviously the current industries need to see how they're going to position vis-a-vis this.
So on a related note, the government has said that they're hoping to boost the country's food security by doing this. How would you respond?
It's a possibility. You know, if you do at least have a domestic market supply, because, you know, as I mentioned, we know private sector won't really care when prices are better outside. They'll just do that. But I think it should also open up for wider thought across all our food sectors, you know, whether it's palm oil, whether it's even rice. I mean, rice is another interesting sector because there's indications that our farmers are not allowed to produce higher value rice, and they are kept to certain varieties which are lower value add. So many questions arise, and I hope that this widens the thinking for this. But of course, we need to be quite careful about how it's implemented and whether there needs to be some, I'm not sure, assistance or at least some help for transition for other sectors. I mean, if we're assuming that demand is just going to go up, then, you know, if Malaysia can divert that 20% that is worried about this, you know, government companies and cooperatives coming in to supply at those rock bottom prices, as it were, they should really aim for the export market, which I think the demand is going to be huge as well. So, you know, can we have a win-win?
Do you see this signaling that the government is planning to get more involved in specific industries?
I think clearly so. And I think this also speaks of the worry that the government has about the fiscal situation. I think we are really in unprecedented times. We're in the time of the politics of inflation. I think a lot of companies and a lot of sectors don't understand this. They are coming to the government with proposals, which then, you know, these young and other policymakers are looking at it and saying that, you know, these are not very good proposals. These are, you know, these are very self-serving proposals. And I think there is a sense of rising distrust of industry on how they're going to help or not in this. And I think the fact that the government has even come up with this cooperatives situation, I mean, I think what was interesting was a lot of companies sort of lobbied that, oh, I can help the chicken industry. But then, you know, a couple of weeks ago, was it 2 or 3 weeks ago, the government said that, look, I'm not going to give subsidies. I think they basically pushed the pause button because they were getting a lot of, you know, suggestions, which I think were self-serving and not useful. And they decided to give some cash handouts for the B40. So we really need to get an idea. How many chickens do you need to subsidize for a family, for an individual? Like palm oil, right? How many kgs do you need to subsidize? How much subsidies are being wasted right now? And we just don't have that room because Malaysia is drowning its fiscal situation in huge subsidies. And they really need to redirect and focus and see how much you really need to subsidize people to consume, and let's not over-subsidize and let it be lost to the wrong places.
Yu Ling, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
That was Kor Yu Ling, political economist at Segi Enam Advisors, weighing in on the government's plan to basically enter the poultry business. Keep those thoughts coming. What do you make of this? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.